One of aviation's pioneers has died. Evelyn Bobby Trout died of a heart attack last Friday. She was 97. In that long life, she logged the first all-night flight by a woman. She and a friend accomplished the first women's in-flight refueling operation. And as Bruce Bleakley of the San Diego Aerospace Museum tells us, she never had second thoughts about pursuing the extremely unusual life of being a female pilot in the 1920s and 30s.
She was a real adventurous type of lady and decided at a very early age, when she saw an airplane flying overhead as a young girl, that she wanted to do that. And she managed to accomplish that, obtain her pilot's license, one of the first females in the United States to do so. And along the way, in order to promote the cause of women's progress in aviation and to learn about this fledgling field of aviation, she set some endurance records. It added to our body of knowledge as we learned more about how to fly under those situations.
And where was she flying? Was she sort of circling the area? And also, how did she pass the time when she was making all these flights?
Well, yes, she'd usually fly around one particular area. I'm sure she would go around a little bit just to not bore the holes in the same piece of sky. As far as passing the time, that was one of the things that was helpful to our body of knowledge about how you handle long endurance flights, is how do you keep from getting fatigued? How do you keep your senses sharp? And
when you think about keeping your senses sharp, she's circling, covering the same ground over and over again, the drone of the airplane engine, the hours of darkness. This must have been very difficult.
It was. And as a matter of fact, one of her first endurance flights she did solo was got her the nickname of the first girl to fly all night. Of course, with a solo flight, your endurance is only so long until your fatigue sets in, and then it's dangerous. And so probably the flight for which she became most well known early on was in 1929 with another lady named Eleanor Smith, who had also been doing some endurance flying. In fact, there was a little time frame there where they were breaking each other's solo endurance records. And so in a joint effort, they went up to set an endurance record with both of them in the same airplane. And the idea here was that, of course, they could trade off taking a nap. Then the next problem was, how much fuel can you take up in order to stay aloft? And Bobby Trout and Eleanor Smith actually did a 42.5-hour endurance flight. They stayed aloft almost two full days by getting a refueling plane to fly up to meet them and trail a hose down from one plane to the other, and then one of the ladies would fly while the other stuck the end of this hose into the filler cap of their fuel tank and then signaled the carrier plane to start the flow of fuel. That's pretty dangerous.
I think that's an understatement to say that that's pretty dangerous.
In those early days, she was one of the entrants in the very first all-women's transcontinental air race in 1929.
Was this the Powder Puff Derby?
Right. Will Rogers kind of dubbed it the Powder Puff Derby, and the name stuck ever since.
What is her legacy?
I'd say one of that old-fashioned thing that we Americans like called stick-to-itiveness. Also being an inspiration to other females. One of the NASA astronauts, Colonel Eileen Collins, met Bobby one time, actually more than once, and on one of her space shuttle flights, Colonel Collins carried Bobby's original flying pilot's license up on the space shuttle mission with her.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's nice talking to you.
Bruce Bleakley is executive director of the San Diego Aerospace Museum, which now features an exhibit on Evelyn Bobby Trout.